True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some sort of phone issue, but then again, it might be our group with the phone issues. We're efforting to get Richard Doc Walker on the show, where it will be my privilege to have him on this show. He's usually very busy. He does a lot of other shows. I feel great when he comes on this one. It means a lot. We'll find out what Doc thought about the opener and what he thinks about the Packers on Thursday night. A game, by the way, that I know it's week two, and we can talk about, and justifiably so, the nature of NFL seasons, especially early in the seasons, but this is one of those games that we could be looking back on at the end of the year and look at it as a very important game. Could be for seeding, could be for some sort of wild card berth. Big game for week two. Really, this one and Kansas City and Philadelphia, the rematch of the Super Bowl, are the two biggest games on the NFL card. This will be a good test for Washington's offense. The Giant defense, excellent. Green Bay's defense, outstanding. And obviously, it will be a different test offensively, defensively for Washington to face Jordan Love and company versus what they got on Sunday. I am, though, I have to say, even though it was the opener, even though it was the Giants, I feel like it's a different group defensively. They're definitely bigger. That is for sure. Do we have Doc yet? No Doc yet? We got him? Richard Doc Walker. At, of course, hey, Coach. Rick Doc Walker on X, on Twitter. He's got a podcast, patreon.com/DocWalker. He's on the airwaves all over town, including 106.7 The Fan and this station. It's my honor to have Doc back on the show. So what'd you think? What were your big takeaways from the win over the Giants? By the way, thanks for doing this. Means a lot.
No, I thank G from the shop for lobbying for me to get me back on a regular basis. But Fab Five, you know, my basics don't change. If we protect him, pretty good chance you're going to win. If we can run the football, and I didn't know that was going to be a gimme because, again, Tyler Badass had a big assignment. Allegetti, Connolly, the Fab Five, you know, Coleman, Tunsil. So they won that battle, and that wasn't guaranteed.
When Cosme comes back, will it still be the Fab Five?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then when you see the thing they've got is this booster. This John Bates thing is insane. He is so good at eliminating people that it helps their running game. It's like the big fella in Baltimore, the big fullback.
Yeah.
John gives them this added punch that is as good as anything I've seen since Donnie Warren, and being able to control and being like a third guard. So the running game, I was very pleased with that. And also Ekeler, I thought he would be – he was my bonus shot coming in. I go, this guy has such immense talent, and you hadn't seen him all preseason. He doesn't need anything. He's like Joe Washington on steroids. And he gave him a boost. And then, of course, Dollar Bill came in, did his thing. So I was pleased with the running game. And then the rest of it will get better on. And you know, they will get better on it. You just cannot not practice or not have live contact and then expect it to be flawless.
Yeah, this was their first tackle football game of the season for many of them. What did you think of Debo's work?
Sensational. But he's been working all camp. He had a lot to prove. Last time we saw him, it was not good. And in San Francisco, and he made amends for that. And again, bag time. The same thing, you know, with Deron Payne. I really like the way the operation is being run. But you put guys in that bag position, they're going to play better. Deron Payne, one thing I know he understands is payday. And when that bag is available, he's as good as anybody.
Yeah,
and this is where you try to keep him, and I think that's one of the things.
Can you fool him into every year being a bag year?
Well, I just think that's up to management. You got to make sure that you keep him hungry. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just showing you he has another speed. He also is playing next to a savage.
Yeah.
My biggest surprise was the dominance up front of our defensive line. And so these guys were active. They were nasty. And all my cornerback buddies tell me that a man's best friend in the secondary is pressure up front. And so Lattimore is now healthy. He took so much abuse by people that are just ignorant when it comes to the worst position to play in pro football injured is corner. And yet he could have pulled out, played hurt, saved his reputation. He balled out. He tried to give you everything he could and got called everything but a child of God. Now healthy, he's as good as he wants to be. Amos on the other side, that's another give management a high five. Coach, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You know how hard it is to hit on people? Look how many dum-dum and company failed on over the past 4 years. So that scouting, that evaluation of talent, what Peters is doing, it's priceless.
You know, you said something, and every time you're on there, it's, you know, you got to take notes because you learn so much. But you said something that really makes a lot of sense. And that is that corner, more than any other position, is a position where you're already exposed. But if you're hurt, it can really look terrible. If you're an offensive lineman, interior, and you're hurt, it's hard for people to notice. If you're a corner, everybody notices.
Well, and I understand that people don't understand. But again, you know, Jarius White was my roommate, corner.
Right.
Brian Carpenter, Daryl Green, my dogs. Look, man, it's the hardest position in sports if you're hampered. Because the guy opposed to you could run 4.3, could run 4.4, could be like a Jefferson where it don't matter his speed, but he's an athletic freak. And yet you out here and never complained, took the ridicule, got to do the best he could, and I'm happy for him. But this Amos guy, just go front office again. And it's all of them. It's scouting. Somebody had to recommend it. Somebody's been scouting. These people are so much better than the past, the predecessors, because they don't miss. Everybody misses. Nobody's perfect. But when you take a corner and you take him in the first round, and he's no longer on your team a year later, or you pass on a safety that's generational now in Baltimore.
Right.
Somebody's got to pull you in. Well, they already did. They got rid of him. But the point is, we're suffering from that. So this quick turnaround with this staff and management has been able to flip this script. It's amazing that they've been able to pull this off.
You know, by the way, that corner that they took in the first round is now playing for the Rams and for Sean McVay, and he's apparently playing really well. Starts a corner out in L.A. You know, this. I'm not telling you something you don't know. But with young people, sometimes it takes time, and you got to give them some time. And maybe the fit isn't the best.
Coach.
So you got to
have the right coach coaching.
Yeah.
You don't put the worst coach in the secondary coach. Yeah, you get your best coach in the secondary.
Uh-huh.
People, that's why Nick Saban and those guys, what do they coach? secondary. Only a numbskull would put a family friend in a position of that. It's just, it's ridiculous. I'm glad the kid saved himself, but he didn't get the job done. I don't care who's coaching him. You got to have some of this on your own. I saw Daryl Green be thrown in there as a baby, and he responded, okay? And so, and he didn't go to Notre Dame, but you couldn't tell. But he had Pettibone and company. He had pros coaching him. So it makes a hell of a difference. I mean, the staff, you can't make up for fake staffs. I don't care how much money you have. Either your people can communicate and get people to learn and do better, or they don't.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, and that group struggled with that. What did you think of number three, Will Harris?
It's again, who do you benefit from? Who do you credit?
Well, he was in the box a bunch. He hit some people. I just wanted to know what you thought of his game. I get it. Physical, up front, physical. They helped out.
Yeah. Fit. Well, again, when you're getting that kind of push, and I can't evaluate the New York Giants O-line after 1 week, but they go against some real thugs. So if they can survive their practices, don't tell me they can't play. Because their group is vicious on defense, and they hold up. But, you know, they were losing a starter, and everybody has to play hurt. Everybody's got to fill gaps. But when you got to worry about JD5, I think he throws everybody off. Because everybody's afraid because of that option. That maybe he still has it. Maybe he doesn't. That's a heck of an asset. We've seen it, you know, with the Buffalo-Baltimore game, which was a classic, because those two guys that play that position – are incredible, and it stuns everything.
Talking to, of course, the only one, Doc Walker. What did you think of Jaden's game?
Well, I think he was off. But his off is everybody else's all-time best. His development without his ace receiver there, I thought he did well because he puts everybody in check. I don't know what he did. He probably would tell you that he'd like to have a few passes back, maybe not. All I know is that he controls everything because he scares the heck out of you defensively. Now, he missed Terry. I don't know who's on that. Everybody misses. But he had a primetime player that was 100% all in. Debo was like, holler back. And then you got Ertz. And so Ertz is so good at what he does. Yeah. And then when you put Eckler in there, he had enough support around him, but I guarantee you he might not even say it publicly, but just watch Thursday night because he makes up for things rapidly. And I do think I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about everybody but him.
I think somebody over the summer called Ertz Jaden Daniels Binky. It's always good
to
have.
I'm sure somebody else, some of the 27-year-old will say he did it. But yeah, and I think it makes sense. Well, you know, there's a lot of pirating going on the airwaves lately. You know, so you almost have to get things copyrighted.
Who took Binky?
What's so funny?
Who took Binky?
Who takes damn near everything that's said over there?
I have no idea who you're talking about. It wasn't me.
Okay. Well,
I credited you.
No, not you. Ask your producer. Yeah, he knows.
We'll discuss later, Kevin. I'll tell you who he's referring to.
Yeah, discuss it later, yeah. Okay. I don't want to throw up in my mouth.
I don't want to out him on the air, even though he's been outed dozens of times.
Keys to beating the Packers on Thursday night.
They're pretty much the same, Kev, every week. Don't help somebody beat you, especially when you're on the road, because the place is always going to be open. But they play in front of capacity crowds everywhere they go to. They're like the Beatles now. It's no longer the past. This is a whole new structure, and they're built for it. They're ready for it. But you have got to get off to a good start and protect five. We protect five, and we get after their quarterback. You got a shot because pressure bursts pipes. It never fails. If that D-line picks up where it left off, now, that, you know, Green Bay's good everywhere. They're just a blue-chip organization, top to bottom, even without Lobster Murphy being in charge. I'm really impressed with them. Yeah. But you know that kid from Dallas is a game wrecker.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel comfortable coming in there that we'll be able to keep him at bay. But it's going to be a barn burst. I can't wait to see who's ready for it.
Thank you for getting this,
slogans.
As always. It's an honor.
No, and I pray that whoever was injured and couldn't make this slot today, I hope they get better.
You were my number one. I'll talk to you later. Thank you. Thank you for
Thank
doing
you.
This. Richard Doc Walker, everybody, at Rick Doc Walker on X on Twitter. There's a stat out there, and I'm looking for it, on Micah Parsons from the first game. Basically, it was essentially with him on the field, the amount of time the quarterback had to throw was almost a second less than with him not on the field. He is a factor, no doubt. He is as good as any pass rusher in the game. They're going to have to account for him. You know, Washington in their opener played a team with some very good pass rushers. Brian Burns is a good pass rusher. By the way, Micah McFadden got hurt in that game and went out early. If you go back and watch the game, Abdul Carter, I don't even know where he graded out PFF-wise. See if you know where he graded out PFF-wise. He had one blocked punt and probably should have had two blocked punts in the game. But I thought he was outstanding on defense as well. He was tough to block. He was in Jaden Daniels' face a few times. He wear number 51. Why did he pick 51? I know he wanted 56 initially, and they laughed at him, which is exactly the way it should have been handled. I mean, that's LT's number. But Abdul Carter and Brian Burns and Thibodeau and, of course, Dexter Lawrence, they got some pass rushers, and they did a pretty good job handling them on Sunday. Green Bay will bring maybe the best in the biz as a pure pass rusher in Micah Parsons on Thursday night. Joe Theismann's going to join the show tomorrow, and we'll have somebody on from Green Bay as well. Stay tuned. Chris Russell is up next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.